It's time for our Voice of the Valley. Got a couple of guests today, Mary Lee Nielsen as well as Stacy Ingstead. Thank you, ladies, for joining us on the show today.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
Barnes County Historical Society has something special coming up on July 9th, and the ladies are here to talk a little bit about it. And I don't know who wants to begin first. Talk about this exciting event that's coming to Valley City on July 9th. So
I sure can. We, as many, hopefully many people in the community know, that Valley City received the World War II Heritage City designation from, which is a program through the National Park Service. The board at the museum worked diligently to get this done in 2024.
Okay.
Correct, Mary Lee?
Yeah.
Right. So it's pretty cool that we got this designation. Mm-hmm. There's a number of qualifiers for it, but basically that we have the ability to preserve history, and we're demonstrating that here, and that we have something that our community and our county did different things during World War II to support the war effort.
It's amazing how many things, and of course we're going to be having a trail. We have another trail that kind of coincides with another trail to talk about that. But yeah, I was kind of blown away when I started reading about the history of some of the different people in Barnes County and in Valley City and the surrounding communities in Barnes County that contributed to World War II. It's pretty amazing.
Well, and that's why they got the designation, is because they really showed what the home front can do, you know, with the small towns and everything. We are the smallest town that got this designation in the nation.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're really showing them what we can do. And I just heard from them today, and they might, National Park Service will probably have someone at our designations, our celebration of the designation. So
somebody from the National Park Service is coming here to Valley City on July 9th, right?
That's the plan. Yep. I'm not going to say it happens for sure. You don't know until they're there.
Well, we always have to say weather permitting. We're used to saying that on the radio. Never know.
Right. Well, so we're going to celebrate.
Okay.
You know, and also that night, it's also summer nights on Central. And so we're going to celebrate that night, too. We're going to have a presentation on the stage at Summer Nights, too. And so it's kind of a dual celebration.
It's a perfect time because the doors can be open to many other businesses on Central Avenue. And of course, the museum will have its doors open,
I'm guessing.
Course. So.
Of course.
Right. And I just, it's really a fun way for those of us who this project has become really such a cool thing. I don't think any of us knew when we first started how interesting and how amazing, and more things, thanks to Mary Lee, who's always out there finding grants, this just keeps getting more and more momentum.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure people have seen the interpretive panels around town at different places, St. Catharines, at VCSU, at Mercy Hospital, just acknowledging all the different ways our community participated in supporting, you know, here on the home front, World War II. I knew very little of this until this project, and I'm just amazed at the humans in our community and all the things that they did.
We can really thank Wes and Wes Anderson at the museum and Sandy Hansen. I mean, they have done the bulk of the work of, you know, doing the digging and the research and putting things together. Sandy's an exceptional graphic artist, putting the panels together. Mm-hmm. And wouldn't happen without Louis Leggy putting the installing all the panels.
Installing
and
so the physical stuff, yeah.
It takes a lot of people to get these things done.
Yep.
You know, it kind of started with the mural on the Sailor Building, you know, thanks to the sailors allowing Bill Cochran to get up there and paint our huge logo on there. You know, I mean, you can practically see it from the highway.
Yeah. It's great.
It is neat. Yeah.
One of the things that struck me was U.S. Navy in Valley City, North Dakota, in the middle of North America where there's no ocean, but there was a training facility here on the VCSU campus back in World War II.
Turns out learning navigation out in the middle of nowhere
is good.
Might be comparable to learning navigation on these seas. Who knew?
And
right?
It's a lot safer because the topography is fairly flat, right?
Yeah, and V12 was a great leadership program. Uh-huh. That's what they did. They trained officers here, and they also, you know, we trained a lot of women as nurses through Mercy Hospital and VCSU. We trained women to do other logistics things, you know, so there was many, many different kinds of trainings at the VCSU campus. So we were very grateful to have a panel there. We also have, you know, panels at the Valley City Old Rec, the Rec Center.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And thanks to Valley City Parks and Rec, we have them there. And the 164th started in Valley City. It was the first National Guard group to start in the state. And they were the first ones to actually be in combat in World War II.
Yeah, Guadalcanal, 1942. Mm-hmm. Mixed in with the Marines.
Right.
And it's quite a story of all North Dakota boys mixed in with the Marines in the very first battle against the Japanese, and the only U.S. Army unit to receive a commendation and a citation of valor from the U.S. Marine Corps.
Yep.
Yeah. So that goes a long way in saying it's nice. You can see our placard out here on Veterans Boulevard of the 164th. I was just in last month to a friend's funeral at the Veterans North Dakota Veterans Cemetery south of Mandan, and there's a beautiful placard, or I should say brick wall of the 164th there commemorating that started right here.
Right here.
In Valley City,
here
headquartered Valley City. Right here in Valley City. So that's pretty cool stuff.
It is.
Yeah, and there's so many, you know, if you have a weird weather day, this information's all in the museum as well. So I love that you can go to, you can look at Mercy Hospital and read the plaque and find out what happened there. And you can go to VCSU and those spots. But also, it's nice because, as you said, sometimes weather permitting becomes a common phrase with different things. You can go into the museum. You can see the information there. Mm-hmm. And also, we should also thank Louie Leggy and Steve Nielsen for all the time they put in to doing the ceiling tiles in that section where we have all the World War II different information, because it's turned out really neat. It was Mary Lee's idea. And
I stole it from Quilted Ceiling.
And she stole it. But if you look up when you're in there in that section, you can see some of the cool posters that were common at the time during World War II. Recruiting posters, posters to hype everybody up, you know, get us all excited.
Yeah.
It's pretty neat. And we also have some fun things in the gift shop that are World War II focused. So if you have some World War II fanatics in your family, we have World War II Monopoly. We have fun little rubber ducks that are military. There's lots of books, you know, interesting things. So if you have people in your life who enjoy World War II history, we can help with that. Getting gifts and those things. Yeah.
T-shirts and sweatshirts.
T-shirts and sweatshirts.
Very cool sweatshirts.
Yes. So Bill Cochran did a great job with the sweatshirts, and I kind of keep throwing ideas at him, and he's like, "Yeah, I think I can do that." I'm like, "Could you make coasters?" He said, "I think I can do that." So, yeah, we're lucky to have local talented local people who are also helping us out.
Stacy, thanks for reminding us that our local talent and local people that can make this happen.
Right.
Well, look in the windows right now. How many local merchants have allowed us to put window clings in their windows?
Mm-hmm.
And we still have about 10 more to put up. So if anyone wants them, I've been going around just asking people, and I really haven't had a no yet.
Mm-hmm.
and so as we get around, we have 10 more to put up. But every single one is locally based, has a local story on it. So there's nothing generic out there about World War II. We brought it right here to Barnes County.
That's super. So this is going to be on July 9th at 2:30 in the afternoon. And let's see, 6, 7, 8, 9. So Thursday, July 9th, as I turned around to look at the calendar, Thursday, July 9th, 2:30, Barnes County Museum, grand opening of the World War II Heritage City exhibit and the trail
and the
Mary Lee and Stacy are talking about. Yeah, it's a talking
Well, we have a talking trail. I'm kind of holding off on that because the signs haven't come in yet. We're kind of waiting on the signage for that. Hopefully, we're going to have them up by July 9th. But we have the Heritage Trail. We've added some of the bridges. We added Medicine Wheel Park. We added Pioneer Park, and we added the Carnegie Library, our Barnes County Library. So our our talking trail is very inclusive.
Very nice. All right.
Yeah, and a fun thing for. When I was looking through all the different stops on it, I thought this would be a really fun thing to do as a family. This would also be a fun thing to do if you're in town visiting. It's kind of a fun little activity to go to all the different sites on the map and learn about the community.
It's great. You know, we've got the visitor center.
Yep.
You know, and so that can lead you to the trail.
Well, there's
and
two so panels visitors, at the visitor center.
Yeah.
Right.
About talking about community and what they do.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. And so then if they want to go beyond that, that's just wonderful.
And we have a wonderful map that our tourism person, well, Kara Anderson helped put it together for our brochure, and then Macy Schlott, our Valley City tourism person, put an inclusive map, bridges, heritage trail, and everything on it. So we have we're working all together.
That's great to hear. Thank you, ladies. Anything else to add before we say sayonara for today?
You know, it's Summer Nights on Central. Wear your red, white, and blue. We're celebrating the 250th on July 9th here in Valley City. So wear your red, white, and blue and see you on Thursday.
That'd be great. Yeah, another Summer Nights on Central. Yeah. And I'm trying to get Olivia Newton-John and John Travolta on the stage. Well, I've always been teasing people about that for the very first Summer Nights on Central. So anyway, thank you, ladies, for joining us tonight, okay? Our Voice of the Valley program here on KOVC, this is also a podcast on newsdakota.com in case you missed it.